At the recent CREAL, the Community Radio Forum of Ireland Awards, Kilkenny Community Radio won the top award for their sports presentations during the year. Head of Sports with Community Radio Kilkenny, Pat Tracy joined Michael Sullivan and explained what the award meant to them and the work that went into winning it.
Look, I suppose it's probably called a social benefit award, and I suppose it's the fact that we have so many people involved in the sport, and very much a kind of a community effort, and that's the main thing with it.
I think you are underplaying this a bit, Pat. I think it's absolutely brilliant. And you have a big team behind you there in the sports. You have Don Devlin, Tom Phelan, Liam, Kelly O'Rourke, Paul Brophy and Jamie Malone, just to mention a few of them.
That's right. There are about 15 or 20 people involved. 15 to 20 people involved in the whole thing. See, we have sport. I suppose Kilkenny is a sport mad county, and particularly hurling, of course. But we have sport on Friday evening. We have sport Saturday, 12 to 2, and then following that, then we have Don Devlin and his crew coming on in the afternoon with music and sport, keeping in touch with everything that is happening locally and nationally and internationally. And then on Sunday we have a similar program from 2 to 5 as well, and then at 6 to 7 on Sunday evening we have a complete roundup of all the local sport, reports on matches and all the sport that's happening in Kilkenny, say, on the Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Monday evening then we have another sports program, 6 to 7, which is the TC Tyres World of Gaelic Games. And that's concept, right, we'd look back at the weekend of what happened, but really what we're doing there is we like to promote underage GAA and camogie and handball. That we'd have primary schools report each what's happening in primary schools. We'd have a juvenile, you know, as in up in from under 14, 16 minor and that, and colleges. And then everything that's happening in handball, and the same with camogie. And then on Tuesday evening, we have a program dedicated to local soccer and that. So that's, you know, we nearly have sport every evening bar Wednesday and Thursday.
But it's not only Gaelic and soccer that you cover. You have what you might call a broad spectrum of sports
cover. We cover everything. Like, you know, there's basketball here and there's rugby and horse racing is very strong as well. And of course we have our tipsters who seldom pick winners, but that's the fun of it. And our approach to the sport has been sort of like a group of lads having a chat in the pub, more than, you know, being overly formal. And sure, the row breaks out regularly, and you know yourself.
Well, isn't that what it's all about? A bit of competition.
That's right, and opinions.
Always, you know, always. I've yet to come across any broadcaster that agrees with another broadcaster 100%.
No, it's just not possible. And then we have a few particularly awkward lads, so that helps to generate a bit of a bit of activity. Our approach is all about covering everything we can within the community, and that's really the way we look at it, you know.
And will we be able to gleam any tips off your sports presentations about what's coming up in Kilkenny this year? What way is Brian Cody going to set up the team?
Yeah, well, actually, last weekend now we had a half an hour interview with Brian Cody and about the coming, you know, just about hurling in general, and we didn't get too specific about it. But Brian is heading into the National Hurling League without a share of the club players from Ballyhale, and of course there's two other clubs, Dunamagan in the junior and Greig Ballycallan in the intermediate. They're playing this coming weekend and without theirs, but. Like Brian says, whatever competition they're in it to win it, and no matter what no matter what sort of squad he has, or who he never looks at as that we're short anyone, that we have the players we have, we go out and we have to be competitive at all times and see where that takes us. And that's his attitude. And like you said, looking back on last year, I asked him about last year. I said, if you don't win the All-Ireland, I said, is it seen as a failure? Is it seen as a bad year? Well, he said, look, we're in it to win. And he said, if we don't win, well, then we have to look at why we didn't win. So that's his approach. And the feeling in Kilkenny about this coming year is that the All-Ireland is wide open, and there are probably 6-7 teams there saying we can win the All-Ireland based on what happened last year. And Kilkenny would be one of those. So Kilkenny can beat anyone, or they can be beaten by anyone. And that's the reality of it as we head into 2019.
And tell me this, if someone were to come along to you and ask you what has been the secret to your success, what would you say?
The secret, well, you would we'd say that the team, that's the outstanding team that came and won so much, well, that they were just outstanding players. But I suppose the ingredient was that Brian Cody gave them the platform in which to perform. And I think he has that template of, first of all, the first thing he says, well, a player wants to be there and wants to do it. The second thing is they have to be honest in their approach and in their work, and they have to set aside their own, if you like, their own ego, and it's all about team. And you should be as proud to be on the panel as you are to be on the team. Making the panel for a game is the target, and then to make the team, every player has to have that ambition. And that's, and if there is a player that is slacking, or is not, if you like, is upsetting the group or anything like that, they can be very, you know, they can be a very talented player. That, well, Brian Cody doesn't keep them. He doesn't keep them on the panel. He lets them go. And so it's all about the team and about the squad. It's all about the squad more than anything. And I think that's been the thing. And the honesty that, I suppose, it brings to the game. Because really, when we look at it, and we'd say it here in Kilkenny, was that, you know, last year we probably shouldn't have won the National League. We lost the first two games. And, you know, we came to a league final against Tipperary. And Tipperary were, you know, a much more seasoned, experienced team. And yes, a young Kilkenny team that went and beat them, and beat them well. But that was down to the sheer honesty and application of the team on the day. And that's what Brian brings, gets out of the team most days when they go out, that honesty and that consistency.
I think what you've just said there, you could really apply that to the Dublin football team as well.
Yeah, well, the Dublin football team are nearly a kind of a mirror of what Kilkenny were, we'd say, from 2006 to 2014 or 15 or whatever it was. They had an exceptional bunch of players with an application that is, you know, it's just brilliant. And Dublin have that quality of player, and they have that, they have the numbers. You know, they can put out, you can say they have 25 players they could put out. They can pick 15 from any of the 25, and they'd still be strong. That's, and Kilkenny were like that, and Dublin are like that now, and they're getting the best out of the players, and that's the thing. This is an exceptional Dublin team, and you can go through every single one of them and you'll see leaders all over the place. And there mightn't even be players that are being mentioned that much, like, you know, and but they're just a brilliant bunch of players together at the one time, doing the thing right and applying themselves properly. And that's what you have with Dublin, and that's why they're so brilliant.
And that was Pat Tracy from Community Radio Kilkenny talking to Michael Sullivan about the Craol Award. Congratulations to Pat and the team in Kilkenny.